So these people on, I'm sure there were wealthy people there who had all they could eat every day, but there were many people there who came to them who ate all the fish and all the bread that they could eat. And so when Jesus left them, and we're skipping past the, we'll be skipping past the part of that, but when Jesus left them, they wanted more. They didn't want to let go of this person who had provided so richly for them. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong scripture reading here. I must have picked up the wrong one. This is our scripture reading in here is 22, chapter 6, 22 through 59. Well, actually, I was looking up at Exodus scripture. I thought, that don't make any sense. Okay, so here we are in scripture. And what I was skipping over was the very familiar story of Jesus walking on water. So Jesus had disciples had been sent away. He stayed to pray, and he left his disciples, and the disciples left with the boat. And so, as you remember the story, Jesus comes walking past them on the water in the middle of night, and they think they've seen a ghost. And so, either way, Jesus is on the other side of the lake with the disciples as we start now in verse 22. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him the Father has placed his seal of approval." When they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" They want this bread, all he can eat every day. They want to keep this coming. Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give us that we may see it and believe in you? What will you do?" Now they're asking this of the Jesus that they had followed there to the other side of the lake in the first place because he had been healing people. He had been doing miracles in front of them, healing the sick, healing the lame, the blind got sight. And they gathered there, and then they saw him take the few loaves of bread and fish and feed over 5,000 people, and Matthew tells us, plus all the women and children. Okay, so who knows how many people. They had seen that, and so they say to him now, "What miraculous sign will you give us so that we can believe? What will you do?" And they remind him, "Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." And this is what these people want. They don't want this bread just on this one occasion. They want the stuff coming every day. They want Jesus to provide for them. Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Now, Jesus gives them an awful lot of information, but are they ready for this? No. At this, the Jews begin to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread from heaven that came down. I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus said. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is sent from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue among themselves, sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I am in him. Just as the Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. And this is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is scripture that is deeply seated in Old Testament teaching and in other New Testament teaching. If we go to the Beatitudes found in Matthew, that would be Matthew 5. And Jesus is preaching the Sermon on the Mount. And we go down to the sixth beatitude, and it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. The Exodus scripture that we read today said that as the deer pants for water, I seek you, Lord. Not in those words. Jesus is trying to explain to these people who are seeking him, who have been fed this miraculous banquet of a meal while sitting out in a remote field of grass, who are now seeking to have this bountiful amount of food brought given to them with no work every day, just as the people of Israel received it while in the desert. Jesus is trying to explain to them that they do need to hunger. They do need to thirst. But they need to thirst and hunger and desire God. They need to want a relationship with God. You know, the problem is we come to God with very limited expectations. We come to God with our list of things that we need. God, please heal my friend. God, please help me find work. God, please help me heal this pain. God, please do this and that. And those are wonderful things to ask God for. Jesus tells us that all you need to do is ask and believe, and I will give it to you. Those are perfectly great things. But what God is seeking from you and from me is a relationship, is a personal relationship, and in order to have a personal relationship, we need to stop thinking about God as this cloud in the sky and think about God as a person. We can't have a personal relationship with something unknown. Jesus came to us, God in the human body, and comes to you and I, God through the Holy Spirit, as a person. To have a personal relationship, we have to believe in the person. We have to trust the person. How are your relationships with people you don't completely trust? Not so good. Not so good. How can you ever hope to have a relationship with Jesus Christ unless you completely trust him? How is your relationship with people who you don't quite believe? Not so good. You can never have a relationship with Jesus Christ unless you completely believe what he has told you. Jesus is telling them that he is the bread of life. He says, I am the bread of life. Meaning to the people he's talking to, the people who struggle for bread. Bread was the primary food that sustained life to these people. Bread, if they didn't have bread, most of them would die. Most of what they ate was bread. Fish was bonus. Meat was bonus. They survived on the products made from grain, whether it was bread in the form of a loaf of bread, or bread in the form of a cake, or bread in the form of something of mixed with water and made into a mush. What they survived on was the grains that made bread. They needed it for life. Jesus is explaining to them, you need me to have life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. I am life. This bread was life-sustaining. Jesus is telling them, I am life-sustaining. You cannot have life without me. You cannot have eternal life without me. And don't you know, eternal life is not something we seek when we go to heaven. Eternal life is now. Eternal life begins when you believe on Jesus Christ, when you trust this person of Christ, when you trust and have a relationship with Jesus Christ, eternal life has begun. Sure, your body will die, and when Jesus returns, your body will be lifted up into a resurrected body. But you will not die. Your eternal life begins when you place your complete trust and faith in Jesus Christ. When you feed on His Word. When you desire to be close to Him. When you desire a relationship with Him. When something comes up, and I can't wait to ask Jesus about this. I've got to get time to pray. I've got to think about this with Christ. When Christ becomes a person to you, that you have a relationship that you can go to, that you can find comfort in, that you will accept correction from, understanding that is given to you in love. When you will accept punishment, understanding that is given to you in love. When you will be willing to change, understanding that the one who's calling you to change loves you, cares for you. He cares for you so much that He's given His life for you. He's taken your sins upon Himself. He's accepted the blame and the shame, and had God turn His back on Him because He couldn't stand to look at the sin that was on His Son. He's done this for you. That's the person who's asking for a personal relationship with you, to trust on Him to be your bread of life, your sustaining power, your sustaining spirit. This is the relationship that Jesus Christ is seeking with us. It's not a God in the sky relationship. It's not a Sunday morning relationship. It's not a when I think of a relationship. It is a relationship like the Old Testament scripture and Paul talks about in Corinthians, as the deer pants for water. It's something you need. It's something you want. It's something you desire. This relationship with Jesus Christ is compelling, drawing you in. Yeah, you have to give up some things. And that's tough for me. I don't like change. I don't like to change. Not one bit. I don't like someone telling me what to do. From the looks on your faces, I may not be the only one in the room. I don't like admitting that I am wrong. I don't like being dependent on someone else. This is the relationship that Jesus Christ is calling you to have. These are the things, the human things that we have to overcome to have trust in Jesus Christ. To place our lives in His hands, we have to trust Him. Someone tells you, jump out of that plane, don't worry, the parachute will go off automatically. What goes through your mind? Why would I jump out of a perfectly good airplane? You have to trust them. Jesus Christ is seeking from you not trust in the cloud, not trust in the God unknown, not trust in the idea, not trust in the emotion. Jesus Christ is seeking in you and in me to trust in the person of Jesus Christ, the person who comes to you in spirit, the person who offers you peace, the person who offers you salvation, the person who offers you eternal life. Jesus is asking us to come to Him. Jesus is calling us, is beckoning us. And what will we say? What will we do? No, I like this life better. I'm doing fine. I'm a survivor. I provide for myself. I'm doing great. But I can tell you, folks, I'm not doing great when I'm not with Jesus Christ. I can tell you that I am not that strong. I can tell you that without the saving grace of Jesus Christ, my life is an absolute mess. Been there, done that. Don't want to do it again. When we think of Jesus Christ as a person who has willingly given His life for me personally, who has willingly taken those awful sins of mine and accepted the punishment upon Himself personally, it's a very different relationship. Jesus is the I Am. Jesus says, as it says in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for Him, who desire Him. Blessed are those who have a relationship with Him, a relationship with the person of Jesus Christ. The people couldn't understand. They were thinking about their needs. They were thinking about their wants. They wanted more bread. They wanted more fish. They wanted it every day. Okay, Jesus, show us that again. That was good. Do it again. Our forefathers got manna from heaven every day. We want bread and fish. That's what we want. Jesus said, I am offering you so much more. I am offering you the bread that will never end, the blood that will save. I am offering you a relationship. I am offering you eternal life. I am offering you that which you really need. And we have to choose. We have to choose if we will answer that call. He will draw us in. He will call us. Are you willing to set aside your life, the life that you have established, the life that you have built for yourself, the life that you have worked so hard for? Are you willing to set it aside for the life that God has chosen for you, for God's plan? Are you willing to trust in Jesus Christ so much that every decision you make, everything that you do, you're willing to ask Him to show you His way? Are you willing to have a relationship with one who will guide you all day, all night, every night, through His Word, through His Spirit? Are you willing to give up those fleeting things of the world and accept the richness and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life so that you can have life and have it abundantly? Amen.